From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police in Iraq say a suicide bombing at a popular market on the outskirts of the capital, Baghdad, has killed at least 11 people. Officials say at least 26 others were wounded in the attack, which took place in the Narawan shopping area southeast of Baghdad. A security official said two suicide bombers opened fire on civilians in the market late Monday before blowing themselves up. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Myanmar's military chief said he told Pope Francis that there is no religious discrimination in his country, where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said in a Facebook post that Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all, likewise our military too. The White House is denying President Trump uttered a racial slur during an Oval Office event Monday honoring some Native American military veterans. His press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was asked about it. She said, "I don't think that it is, and that certainly not was not the president's intent." She was asked about Trump referred to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas, the name of the famous reputed daughter of an early 17th century tribal chief, during an event to honor two World War II code talkers from the Navajo tribe. Trump told the five men, "You were here long before any of us were here, although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas." This is VOA News. A student from Western Kenya is the top performer in the country's recent national primary school exams. Her success is made extraordinary because she is albino, a group that has experienced discrimination in Africa, particularly when it comes to access to education. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Almost 1 million primary school children took the 2017 Kenya Certificate of Primary Education exam, known as the KCPE. Goldilin Kakuya, a girl from St. Anne's Junior School in Labau, Kakamega, received top honors, with 455 marks out of 500.
I was really happy about it. I'm excited a lot because it has passed a message to so many people. So what thrills me most is that it has opened the eyes of many people.
Goldilin's success opened the eyes of many people because she has albinism, a genetic condition that results in the skin, hair, or eyes lacking color. People with albinism often face discrimination in Africa, and children struggle with educational opportunities. All students who received 400 marks or more will be given admittance into the coveted national secondary schools. This year, roughly 10,000 students reached this threshold. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkish officials say they're watching to see whether the United States will honor a promise which they claim was made by President Trump last week to the Turkish president. The promise involved cutting off the supply of arms to Kurdish militias that played a key role in defeating Islamic State militants in Syria. The Turkish foreign minister announced the promise at a press conference shortly after the two presidents spoke by telephone on Friday. He said Mr. Trump clearly stated that he had given clear instructions and that the YPG won't be given arms and that this nonsense should have ended a long time ago. However, a White House statement issued after the call with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was more circumspect. Three Chinese nationals were accused of hacking computers in three corporations, the U.S. Department of Justice said Monday. The three were indicted by a grand jury for computer hacking, theft of trade secrets, conspiracy and identity theft, and intentionally causing damage to computer systems. Three corporations, Moody's Analytics, Siemens, and Trimble, were the victims of the alleged attacks, which took place between 2011 and May 2017. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.